The ticket. We'll get to the new name for the ballpark coming up in 15 minutes. But first, we check in with Jerry Jones. How close does he think his team is to winning a Super Bowl? This is brought to us by TexasLending.com. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning, man. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, after watching Seattle take apart Denver and knowing that Seattle is in your conference, do you think you're going to have what it takes next year to get past a team like that?
I do. I really do. I think that we are just, when I look at it and I examine it, I think that we are one player away from winning the Super Bowl.
One player away from winning the Super Bowl?
Well, more specifically, we're one player away at every position from winning the Super Bowl.
That's a lot.
That makes more sense, yeah.
But I'm committed, as well as committed, to spending money to win the Super Bowl. I think we're very close. Matter of fact, I think I'm just one purchase away from winning the Super Bowl.
Hmm.
The Seattle Seahawks, I'm going to buy them. That's what I'm going to do.
I don't know if they're for sale.
But I've already signed the MVP of Super Bowl 48.
Wow. Malcolm Smith? I don't think he's available.
No, Bruno Mars. I thought he was kick-ass.
He was your MVP, huh?
He was my MVP. He's going to play every halftime at Cowboys Stadium. I like him. He makes my pants go crazy. When he starts up getting up there and dancing, he makes the front of my trousers look like they got a ferret and I'm trying to get out of a pair of handcuffs.
God.
Just going crazy down there.
Very weird of you to admit that.
So Bruno Mars at every Cowboy home game next year.
Every Cowboy home game. I'm going to take lessons, dancing lessons with him, too. I want to learn them moves where your top body doesn't move and your lower legs start going crazy like it's one of them blow-up dolls in front of a car wash.
All right. Well, it sounds like you got big plans for the offseason.
I do, and we do, but we don't. And how are you? And I do. I enjoyed my time up there in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take Gene's boys around town.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're your boys, too.
There's questions about that.
No, there's not.
Been a little rough in the household. Some information coming to light. Apparently, Gene recently said in an interview that there's a good chance that that those boys are Frank Sinatra's.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear that.
Frank
That's
got
ridiculous.
Around.
But I had to take them to the Statue of Liberty.
Statue?
And they got to play around there. They wanted to go to FAO Schwartz, so I'd take them there.
Mm-hmm.
Then they wanted to go ice skating at Rockefeller Plaza. So, and Jerry was so excited because he got to do all his little moves that he learned watching the Olympic figure skating. You know, he brings about 20 ice skating costumes wherever we go. So
I didn't know he was into ice skating.
Oh, Jerry Jr. loves ice figure skating. He's all about that. Matter of fact, we had set up a family competition between Jerry Jr. and Steven for a little figure skating. And the night before the competition, an unknown assailant came in and clubbed Steven in the knee. So Jerry went on to win it.
Two-man competition.
Little Jones family competition. But New York was fun. Got to hang out with Troy 8-Ball Aikman.
Well, you could do that here.
Yeah, well, we got to hang out up there. We went to dinner together one night and had fun catching up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to convince him to come out of retirement. Didn't work. But it was good. We had a good meal. He brought along one of his douchey friends. Almost ruined it for us.
Who was that?
Oh, I can't even remember his name. Something Joe Buck or something like that. But, yeah, just this guy just had nothing but attitude. Kept claiming that his dad was famous or something. I don't remember.
Fox's lead NFL announcer. I would think you'd be familiar with him.
Joe Buck is.
Can I make an announcement here?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I want to give you a ticket exclusive.
Okay.
Ooh. Interested in a ticket exclusive?
Sure.
I want to announce the new name of the Rangers ballpark.
Hmm.
It is not going to be what is rumored to be in the paper. It is going to be called Cowboys Rangers Ballpark. I bought the name and rights.
What a brilliant idea. Can't believe the Rangers are going along with that.
Well, they don't have any choice. I got the money. I'm going to do it. And plus, I've seen how the Rangers seem to be able to draft football talent. So.
Yeah, true.
Maybe get in on some of that.
Good morning.
All right, good morning. There goes Jerry.